All right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Come on, church.
Church, we need a miracle.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now that with your backs against the wall, you right now that have that court case pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness in your body, you right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends, some right now have swelling in that body like they've never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steep it for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon. You touch that pot. Boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in that body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up in and down the highway trying to turn things around. I'm asking you not to give up, friends. I'm asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God, telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, well, I ever got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day, asking you that not to give up. Oh, my God. And to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencils and your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write it down. I'm going to be here asking you, my friends, not to give up, for there is no failure in God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long, my friends, in your spirit and your heart, you know that that situation should be turned around. Write it down. Again, 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your medicine over the radio, you know. And mm-hmm. I said, well, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit louder, you know, in my car. But people were looking at me mighty strange when I, you know, stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lift me up. I woke up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lift me up when he sucked you to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him. All at the same time when I was driving the car, my eyes were full of tears, but he still would lead me on.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it, that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't give up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayers one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, so long too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, "Well, bro, it's something wrong." She says, "That's not no eczema." Says,
mm-hmm.
"Something wrong." And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Rev, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Hmm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling me, said, well, honey, he said, well, I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He given her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were doing any good, real and beyond.
You'd see it.
He done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It didn't, and did it no good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I knew, you know, when I told you to do it that night before you even met me, I just told you the first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Man, I'm telling you, and I swole up, Rip. And I swole up like they're going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. She used to wake up at night, hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor. And it's cried to the good Lord, the healer to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir, it sure will.
All right,
yes, sir, because I tell you, God know I have been asking him. I mean, that's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because my mother, she passed away.
Oh, my God. Now, my friends, I'm asking you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, not to put off for today what you can work on today. For tomorrow. Don't put it off for tomorrow, for today. Phone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it. 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Our time is drawing down, my friends. Write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your sickness, whether it's for court, whether right now your nature's on vacation or you're trying to grow hair on your head or you have that gout, that arthritis, that rheumatism or diabetes. Right now, if you want to know how to dress around your own home with no one there but you and your prayers, if you have a situation to where you cannot hold on to money and it seems that prosperity is not in your light, if you have a problem with those that are looking for peace in your life and you don't see it coming, I'm going to ask you not to give up and to pray that problem away. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. 404-212-2444. Now, friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'm here in the prayer office all day long. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. You know, those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your sight, back down the road, you think about it, then it's already gone. My friends, good God. Again, telephone number, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. If you have just that faith, just that faith, just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, our time is drawing down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God can, and there is no failure in God. May God bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly God is great. Yes, he's so greatly to be praised. For truly this is the day, yes it is, that the Lord has made. Come on, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we give you praise, glory, and honor because you're great and you're so greatly to be praised. Father God, I ask that you will have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, increase within us more knowledge, revelation, wisdom, but most of all, understanding of your word. Increase within us, O God, your power, O God. Increase within us, God, your wisdom and knowledge, God. Increase within us, God, everything that you want us to have, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, we thank you because we see how you moving in the earth realm, oh God. And God, we thank you for elevation in the spirit realm, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask, oh God, that you would touch somebody's body on today, God. Lord, somebody is racking in pain, God, silent pain, oh God. But God, I pray that you would touch them, oh God, because we know you as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that healeth thee. God, you never come short of your word, God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We give you all the glory, oh God. Lord, we love you with an everlasting love that cannot and will not be compared to man. And God, with that, we say thank you. We thank you for your divine power that supersedes everything, oh God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for food on our table and roof over our heads, God. Even for the little things we take for granted, God, we thank you, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Psalm 97, verse 5. That's the division of Psalm 97 and 5. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your topic on this morning is, mountains melt. Mountains melt. Psalm 97 and 5 declares, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. This verse highlights the absolute power, holiness, and sovereignty of God. It also lets us know that even in the most stable and solemn elements of nature, which is the mountains, cannot withstand his presence and his majesty. So as we break this verse down, we see that God has divine power. We already know God has divine power. And he say he's melting the mountains like wax. And this demonstrates and this shows the divine presence of God, that it brings a transformation and it overrides the strongest earthly obstacles. Mountains are known as the strongest earthly obstacles, which is made of a solid rock. I know some of you have went to other states and other cities and seen mountains and how they are formed and they are built on a solid rock. And when God's presence brings, it says the presence brings a transformation. So when God's presence brings transformation, this initiates change from within. Come on here, somebody. Shifting a person from shame to glory. From fear to confidence. And from self-reliance to reflecting Christ's character. So the transformation involves renewing the mind and aligning purpose with God's will and purifying the heart, frequently leading to a deeper sensitivity to sin, and you will no longer have that desire to sin anymore, but a desire for holiness. So you, I know you're wondering, how is this relating to the mountains waxing? Mountains is a stone obstacle. Anything that is in your life that is hindering you from getting into the presence of God, God will remove it. Come on here, somebody. It is hindering you from getting what you need. That is an obstacle that will not allow you to come into the glory of God, will not remove the fear so that you will have confidence. That is the obstacle that is reflecting on what you did so that you would not experience the presence of God. And that's what a mountain is. It withholds you back. It will block you from getting what you need. And we have mountains in our lives. Yes, we do. But the divine power of God removes it through a transformation. And it also has a restoration, because individuals move from being defined by past failures to being recognized as a new creation. And this often results in a deep inward confidence rather than insecurity. And once you go through the transformation, that's when God's glory, you are reflecting God's glory, just like Moses. Because individuals may bear the radiance of God's presence, impacting their environment and causing them to reflect God's character. And once again, this is going through a transformation. And then you have a renewed purpose and a power. Just like Saul became Paul. He encountered God's presence, transforms, and he was empowered. And he also empowered individuals with a new mission and a new boldness, shifting them from working for their own plans to fulfilling God's purposes. And then also, when you go through the supernatural transformation, you are no longer the same. This change, let me tell you something, people of God, is not achieved through willpower, but through beholding God in worship, in prayer, in scripture, making it a natural byproduct of proximity to only Him. When you go through the transformation, you are no longer what you used to be, but you are a new creature. So people of God, I want you to understand this. Mountains represent problems that look permanent, and they also look immovable, because it might be a mountain of depression. It might be a mountain of insecurity, addiction, lack, or anxiety. It looks as though it could never change. But there's no mountain God can't melt. And he can melt it to the point that there is no more sign of it. You would never have to deal with it again. It may not have happened yet, but this is a new day, people of God. God is doing a new thing. He will not allow any obstacle to keep you from your destiny. So what God put in your heart will still come to pass. The dreams he's given you will still be completed. Now, listen to me well. Now do your part and start declaring God's favor and power. Speak to the mountain. The primary scripture where Jesus instructs to speak to your mountain is Mark 11:23. It states that if you have faith and do not doubt, you can command a mountain to be lifted and thrown into the sea, and it will be done. I read it from the New International Version. You see, this teaching emphasizes using spoken faith to overcome obstacles. God is not just going to melt a mountain. He's going to match you. If you have faith to believe that he's going to melt it, you should already have faith to believe if you speak it, it's going to go. God is not going to move in the midst of your doubt. Come on here, somebody. Because you just done null and void. Start declaring his promises. Speak what he says about you. I can do all things through Christ. There's nothing too difficult for my God. And people are going to start thanking God that it's going to happen. You may not see it, you may not feel it, but I know it's going to happen. Start thanking him. Give him an advance praise. So as you keep God's word in your heart, God promises it will prevail. Not the sickness, not the trouble, not the fear, but he will melt the obstacle that is set to defeat you. You will be victorious. You will come out on top. You don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to fear. You don't have no reason to step back. You have the authority. You just got to know who you are and what you possess. My God, let us pray. Father, thank you that no matter how big the mountain of obstacles are, we have your promise that you will melt it down. But also you told us that we have authority to speak to it, and that you, we know, God, that you will match us, God, that you will move according to our faith. God, we thank you that what has held us back would not limit us anymore. God, we receive this by faith, and we look forward to how you would turn it around for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This rest that Jesus spoke of have reference to working. It's when you go out of your way to help a neighbor and you feel good about doing it. It's when you go out witnessing and doing some things that make you feel excited.